This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To paraphrase Scott McNeely at Sun Microsystems, we live in the age of big data. Get used to it. Everybody and their sister is tracking everything we do and using it most of the time to sell us things. Airlines collect tons of data on us, where we go, what we buy on board, where we like to sit. But they've been really slow in putting that data to work to, yes, sell us stuff. So when we read in the Wall Street Journal today that airlines might start using all of that data, well, it gave us a start. Because being stuck on a plane for 5 hours is bad enough, but when somebody wants to sell you things and there's no place to hide, Marketplace's Quina Kim gives us a view of the future from 30,000 feet.
Richard Grida is an aviation expert at the University of Portland, and he says airlines need to find new ways to make money off us.
They're starting to tap out the obvious things like charging for meals.
And luggage and early check-in. Grida says the other day he heard a guy complaining that airlines are going to remove one of the bathrooms to fit in more seats, to which he quipped,
"Hey, how about taking out all the Johns and just selling Depends?"
The airlines might just have the data to do that. They've already got a lot of info on us, and they're poised to start collecting even more. Harriet Vasquez runs the blog Stuck at the Airport.
It was just announced that people can use their electronic devices the entire flight, and airlines that have Wi-Fi will make very good use of that.
Let's say Vasquez surfs the web while on a flight to Chicago. The airline knows she lives in Seattle, so she might get an ad for
a rental car. I might need a taxi, a reservation at a restaurant.
And she says we might see more product hawking in the aisles. Take the duty-free cart, which usually whizzes by.
They might know that this man has bought gifts on the way home before and to linger a little longer there.
Brett Snyder runs the blog Cranky Flyer, and he says we shouldn't be too cynical. He says flyers have been complaining they feel like cattle, and a little data mining could change that.
And so if we know it's your birthday, it's just a nice thing if a flight attendant says, "Oh, you know, happy birthday, thanks for flying with us."
But a better birthday present would be a little more legroom. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.